Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Monday morning, listeners, and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney. Before we get going, head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well, I guarantee it. Then head on over to TheChairShot.com. We got sports, we got entertainment, and of course sports entertainment. And remember to always use your head. It is post-WrestleMania Monday. What a weekend. What a week. I'm going to run down the old results here from nights 1 and 2 of WrestleMania and maybe give you an opinion here or there. Not going to be too crazy long with it today because we're going to have such great analysis this week from all of our podcasts, all of our writers. I know you've already been to thechairshot.com. I know you checked out Mitchell's coverage. There's more ratings and analysis to come. And then all the podcasts you get this week. I mean, just tune in. Everybody's chomping at the bit to talk about what was really an excellent, excellent WrestleMania. So I'm going to run that down in two parts for you when we come back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Before we get going here, quick shout out to Ray Cash, putting together a pre-show of sorts for you, a video pre-show right there on Twitter for social media. We had a bunch of the Crew Shot members on there and just kind of shot the shit about what was going to happen and what had happened Saturday and Sunday during WWE's pre-show. So you could have it on in the background and see if anything crazy was happening, but you could also get our take on what was about to happen. So great job by Ray for putting that together, and hopefully it's something we're going to utilize moving forward, maybe with the NFL draft. But definitely with some WWE pay-per-views, maybe we'll do some other different pay-per-views as well. We'll see what happens. Maybe a UFC fight or something like that. But a nice new tool in our arsenal, and if you haven't checked that out, you can go over to Twitter, at Chairshot Media. Both nights should be up there, so you should be able to check that out. So shout out to Ray Cash. All right, let's get into it. WrestleMania, night one. We open with Bobby Lashley defeating Drew McIntyre. And I'm okay with it. I honestly didn't really care who won this match. I was glad Bobby Lashley had won his championship. I suppose I would like him to go on a little bit longer run than if he would have lost at WrestleMania. Does Drew McIntyre not get his WrestleMania moment with fans? For now. I see Drew McIntyre having at least another nice run with the title. So I'm okay with that. Decent match, and we'll see what Bobby Lashley can do moving forward here. You do have the eliminator match for the tag team turmoil. Will be the number one contender, and Natty and Tamina come out on top on there. Not much to say about that from my point of view. Cesaro and Seth Rollins, this was a very good match. I suppose it could have been given a little bit more time. It came in under 12 minutes, but I think it got the job done. I still don't see Cesaro being catapulted into that main event like some people would like him to be. Does he get a shot maybe at a title shot and see what happens from there? Possibly. Seth Rollins does a great job as a heel. He did a great job putting Cesaro over. So for what this match was, I thought it was a decent match. And Cesaro gets his WrestleMania moment, if you will. He gets his win. He gets his singles match and his win. And not just over anybody. Over Seth Rollins. AJ Styles and Omos. Omos comes out, you know, tight. Street clothes. No tights. My apologies. And he looked good. He looked good. Everybody put him over. I mean, Woods and Kofi, they're super solid the way it is. So to go out and have your first match with them being able to sell for you, getting to work with AJ Styles, they win the championship. I'm interested to see what they do with that. How long does that go? Eventually, we're going to see AJ work against Omos. I would imagine they're going to turn. But it seems like they have the full capability to turn Omos' face, right? He's a huge guy, but he could be the gentle giant as well. I could also see a lot of what they did with the Big Show, just back and forth, whatever they need him. He's got believability on both sides. The guy's gigantic. You can't teach that. You can teach him how to use it, but you can't teach the size. So kudos to them. I enjoyed it. That's one I was really looking forward to. The crowd seemed pretty hot for that. Maybe the biggest pop for a heel hot tag ever. Think about that. Braun Strowman, Shane McMahon. I'll just say that's one heck of a back bump off the top of the cage. I mean, that's a long way down. There was no airbag that time. So Braun Strowman gets his WrestleMania win over Shane McMahon. We'll see. We'll see what happens with Strowman. I would imagine he's got to be headed towards the title picture at some point, but is that a guy who can be champion again? I don't know. It's really hard to say. Bad Bunny. How about Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny and Damian DePriest take out John Morrison and The Miz, who we talked about Woods and Kofi selling. These two guys put Bunny over like $1 million. Damian Priest looked good in the meantime. I mean, Bad Bunny is a product of when you take someone that's got that celebrity and already works hard, comes in, appreciates the business, and then takes pointers and listens and is humble. And he just looked great doing it. I mean, he's got a knack for it. I mean, some of the moves he's pulled off, people are saying, why can't the rest of the roster do these moves? Well, they're probably not allowed to. But nonetheless, Bad Bunny does a very good job in the role he was cast, and I could see him working with WWE again. I mean, the guy's got a passion for it, and he's good at it. So kudos to Bad Bunny, one of the better celebrity wrestlers of all time, easily. Maybe best, but I'll just stay at one of the best. And of course, we wrap up night one. Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks. Maybe you didn't enjoy the build to this. Maybe they didn't do the best job of justifying, you know, fan interest in the build to this match. But once it got going, once the lights came on and the people were there, they were into it. We were into it watching, and it paid off, because just to see the look on Bianca's face after the match, you know, you could tell it was her dream to do this. And Sasha did a great job of getting her over. The hair whip heard round the world. I mean, the gash that was left there, I'm interested to see Friday what that's going to look like. So definitely kudos to Bianca Belair. A great way to close night one of WrestleMania. All right, folks, one more quick break. Come back. We'll hit up night two.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Now, there's been some debate over whether or not to compare these two nights to say whether or not one is better than the other. Honestly, I don't know. If you told me to pick which one was better, I thought they were both really good. I mean, maybe night one was better, but to me, it's not important. You know, the important thing is that the entire thing went off well. Even the rain delay. I didn't talk about the rain delay for night one. And that was just the ability for the people to be given this opportunity to come out and cut these shoot promos again. It just goes to show that maybe we shouldn't be overproducing, you know, everything said by the wrestlers. Let them sink or swim on their own. And then if there's someone that's sinking that you need to help, then you go there. But a lot of these guys, they're so much better off the cuff. I mean, it just, the proof was in the pudding in the rain delay. So maybe that's what we needed that rain delay for, is hopefully we get more of a less produced promo moving forward. So kudos to them. I also liked how Vince and all the superstars came out on the stage. It kind of felt like pulling back the curtain and showing you that it's a production, you know. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're back. Thank you. This is us thanking you as human beings. Now we're going to go back and we're going to be the people that love to entertain you. So that was good for them. Let's move into night two here. Randy Orton and The Fiend. Well, thank goodness that stupid Pizza the Hut costume is gone, because he looked like a moron wrestling in that. Boy, if that was Bray Wyatt, kudos to him, because he lost a lot of weight. He looked a lot cleaner. He looked a lot more in shape, for lack of a better term. The entrance with the Jack in the Box was awesome. I don't really understand the finish. Obviously, there's more to come. We'll hear about that tonight. Hopefully, Randy Orton can move on. Randy wore the white. Looked decent in it. Edge did that too. Neither of them won. Or no, Randy won. I'm sorry. Edge did not. We'll get to that. Sorry. But yeah, I don't know what you do with Randy Orton moving forward. You can put him wherever you want. I could see him maybe taking a break if this is the end of this. But I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with Bray and Alexa moving forward. I'm just glad we got Bray back into something that is, I don't know, tolerable as wrestling attire. So RIP Pizza the Hut. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler would defeat Natalya and Tamina, which I thought was a pretty, pretty good tag team match. So kudos to these four girls. I love the story within the match of Tamina trying to slam Nia, and she finally gets it. I thought that maybe Tamina and Natty would go over here and that's how they would do it, but I don't mind Shayna and Nia as tag team champions or as partners. We've talked about this before. It feels like both their characters have grown together while they've been together, so maybe they keep that going for a little bit longer. We'll see what happens. We did get, I can't remember at what point, we got the Bella Twins came out and kicked Bayley's butt. So I guess at some point, staying on the tag team topic here, I would imagine we're going to get the Bellas. I know they want to come back. Maybe SummerSlam, keep Nia and Shayna with those belts for a while, or maybe they lose them to Bayley and a tag team partner, whoever that could be. Sasha Banks, Billie Kay's always looking for a tag. I don't know. Who knows? But it looks like you set something up there for those tag team titles involving Bayley and the Bella Twins. Okay, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. This is just, it's always fun to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn wrestle. Was it the 25-minute classic match that you would love to see, you know, Sami and Kevin put on? No, but it was what it needed to be, and it was entertaining, and I thought Logan Paul did a good job in his celebrity role for night two. So kudos to both of those guys, Bad Bunny and Logan Paul. WWE gets some celebrities that maybe, if you're a little bit older, you don't recognize them as well, but for the groups that they're popular with, and they're super popular, let me tell you, they came in and did a great job and delivered for WWE. Sheamus and Apollo Crews, the IC and the US titles, would get turned over respectively, and I kind of expected that. I would like to see what they could do with a good heel Apollo run with that belt, and good for Sheamus, because I don't know how much longer Sheamus is going to be. I'm not saying he's retiring tomorrow. I'm not saying he's even retiring at the end of this year or whatever, but I think Sheamus has less time left in the ring than you would suspect. The guy's been through a lot. He looks in great shape right now, and he's doing some of his best work, so good for him. He gets another title. I think it's his fourth U.S. title reign, and Sheamus is always fun to watch in the ring as well. Him and Riddle put on a heck of a show, heck of a finish in that match. I think the coolest thing was the bro kick off of the moonsault, second rope moonsault, I believe it was. So we'll see what happens. Sheamus and Apollo, your Intercontinental and U.S. champions, respectively. Rhea Ripley over Asuka. A lot of people were wondering if Rhea Ripley dinged her head. if she kind of got knocked out for a second. I don't know. It was a decent match. She went over. She looked good going over. The crowd popped for that one at the end, I'll tell you that. So interesting to see what's going to happen. You know, Becky, Charlotte, both of them should be returning at some point over the summer or by SummerSlam. So Charlotte likely earlier. But it's interesting why Charlotte wasn't around. I understand everything that happened with Andrade, yes, but you'd still think you would have got Charlotte involved in WrestleMania. I scratch my head on that. And of course, the final match of WrestleMania 37, the main event for Night 2, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and Edge. Epic triple threat match. These guys knew how to tell a story. And then the ability to have Paul Heyman available on the outside is always a plus. So it's if you didn't watch these matches, at least go back and watch this one. It was really well done. Is Edge going to have a claim that he won because he laid on top of Daniel Bryan first and his shoulders weren't on the mat and he technically pinned Daniel Bryan? I don't know. That sounds kind of stupid, but I could see him saying that. I guess we'll find out Friday. Sometimes we get a little bleed over between Raw and SmackDown on the Raw after WrestleMania, so I know we'll all enjoy that tonight. But I think Roman Reigns should hold this title all the way till 39. Drop it to The Rock, win it back the next night or something like that. It'd be interesting if you got that long of a title run from this epic of a star in Roman Reigns. So great job by all three of those. Great job by everybody. Vince McMahon, Triple H, the TakeOver team did excellent. All three of these rosters were wonderful. The WWE Hall of Fame left something to... left me wanting more, like, you know, fans, but they got it done. You didn't want 3 years to stack up. It was what it was. It was pretty cool with Kane. So congratulations to all of them. I'm looking forward to it next year, man. The road to WrestleMania, it starts all over again now. So we'll see what happens as they can try and continue off of this momentum. Tune into Raw tonight. It should be a good show. I would imagine these wrestlers are going to be coming off this high and trying to keep it going post-WrestleMania. All right, folks, give me one brief second, and we're going to close up the show.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Like I said, make sure you're checking out TheChairShot.com. Make sure you're listening to ChairShot Radio Network. Tons of great podcasts, tons of great articles happening this week covering WrestleMania. We're excited to talk to you about it. Follow me at PC Tunney. And remember, always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.